Excited for what the Lord is doing. I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing in your life, because the Lord is doing something great and mighty in your life. Rain, rain, rain on me, Lord, rain, rain on me, Lord, rain. Hello, DGF gang. It is your girl Dom, and I'm here for another word. If you are new, please hit subscribe and follow this page. The Lord has a word for you today, and I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing. I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing in your life, because the Lord is doing something great and mighty in your life. And I believe that in my spirit, and I believe that that is why you are watching this video today. And I thank you for the Spirit of God, that we praise and we worship God in spirit and truth, and that this word will bring forth life, and that it will bring forth perseverance into what God is doing in your life. God is doing a new thing in this season. God is raising up his remnant. God is sending us forth. God has given you gifts, and I'm just here, and I'm glad that I will be able to be decreased and God will increase in me to deliver a message to you today. So the message that the Lord gave to me was rest in the knowing. Rest in the knowing. And God has let me know that you are out here, and he has given you a blueprint. He has given you a blueprint to your purpose. He has given you a blueprint to what he has called you to do. And now you have people coming against you saying that what God has given you will not prevail, that what God has given you will not come to fruition. But I want to remind you that the same blueprint that God gave you is the same blueprint that he gave Nehemiah. He spoke to Nehemiah and said for him to go build the wall. God has given you a blueprint to build a wall that is going to bring restoration, that is going to bring build the kingdom of God. He has placed gifts in you that were there before you even got into your mother's womb. These gifts that God has placed in you goes along with the blueprint that he's presented to you. And God wants you to understand that it is time for you to rest in the knowing. God will not give you a blueprint for him to not give you the instructions to build out the blueprint that he gave to you. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So what God has given to you, he will finish. And it is in his timing that things will come into fruition. You think that you need to have the plans and that you need to know everything about the blueprint that God gave to you. But God needs you to understand that he is the master over the blueprint, and you are just following what he has given you. All you need to do is go forth to God and get the next steps to the blueprint that he has shown you. God is breaking the spirit of pride off of you for you to understand that this blueprint and this masterpiece is only going to be built as you follow him, as you dwell within his presence. The enemy is trying to make you believe that you don't have what you need for the blueprint because you don't have the money or you don't have the resources. But God is wanting you to understand that if he gave you the blueprint, he will provide everything you need to fulfill the blueprint that he has given you. God will never give you a plan. God will never give you a vision. God will never give you a blueprint to not give you the resources that you need to build it. It is in God's timing that you will get whatever you need, because the purpose of God giving you this blueprint was for you to come forth to him and dwell in his presence and build a relationship with him. The trauma that you experienced, God wants to break that off of you. God has given you this blueprint because it is indeed for you to build this masterpiece, but this masterpiece will be built as you dwell in the presence of God. In Psalms 91:1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. As you abide in the shadows of God, God will strengthen you. He will renew you. He will heal you. And he will give you what you need in the time that you need it. Do not go ahead of God. Do not feel that you need to step out of what God has called you to do. Do not feel that you need to do more than what God is speaking of you to do. The enemy is trying to send distractions in your path within the blueprint that he has given you.
When Nehemiah was building the wall, he had many distractions. He had many people trying to come up against him from what God has given him. But God wants to remind you that if he gave it to you, he will have you build it, and it will be in a divine time. It will be in a time that people don't understand. This masterpiece will be built, and people will be trying to figure out, how is it that you built this masterpiece so fast? How is it that you built this masterpiece without having the resources? How is it that you were able to build this business without having a loan? How is it that you were able to build this family when they said you weren't going to have kids? How is it that you're going to build this team? How is it that you're going to build this dynasty? How is it that you're going to build what God has given you without the resources that the world believes that you need? But God wants you to understand that if he has given you something, he will place whatever you need right in your lap. God desires for you to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And with you having this peace that surpasses all understanding, he wants you to rest in the knowing. Rest in knowing that he is a God that will provide. Rest in the knowing that he is a God that loves you and he cares for you. So a no means not yet. It doesn't mean that you can't. A no is protecting you from something that you cannot yet see. God is building you to be steadfast. God is building your patience. God is building your perseverance. God is building self-control. God is building love. God is building joy. He is building the fruits of the Spirit. So he is purging you. He is purging you so that you can bring forth more fruit. Every challenge that you have went through, every challenge that you are going through is making you stronger. You believe that it's a test. You believe that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But God wants you to understand that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. And you are exactly where you're supposed to be at this given day and time. It is no accident that you came across this video. It is no accident that the Spirit of God led you to click on this video. Rest in the knowing. Trust God. Let go and let God, and allow him to lead you fully. And watch God exceed your expectations. Watch the favor of God come upon you because you said yes to him. All God is looking for is a yes. All God is looking for you is for you to believe in the blueprint that he showed you. All God is looking for is for you to believe in the creation that he created you to be. God is looking for you to believe in the gifts that he has put within you. God is looking for you to be willing, a willing servant, to allow him to build the gifts that he has already placed in you. God is looking for you to trust him, for you to understand that he is a God that can do the impossible, because all things are possible with God. Do not believe the people in your environment that are speaking against the blueprint that the Lord has given to you. Do not allow the people in your presence to speak against the yes that you have spoken to God. There are things that the Lord is speaking of you to do, and you've never heard of them being done in your presence. But God wants you to understand that my sheep hear my voice, and whatever God is telling you to do, go and do it, and do it in boldness, do it in strength. I pray for strength to you right now. I pray for perseverance, and I pray for boldness, for you to walk boldly in who God created you to be. So I'm glad that you are here. If you believe in that word, share this with someone to give them inspiration for what God is doing in this season. Subscribe to this page and like this video, because there is more to come. God is building you. God is building you too. And he is building you within the masterpiece that he has already finished. We are just waiting for it to come to pass this day. God loves you. I love you. And God loves you so much more.